All right, everybody, let's take a big deep breath, do your final stretches, and on the count of three, one, two, three, it's Jedward!
What's up, Anton? It's John there. We're here chilling, playing the guitar, and we're so excited to talk to everyone, tell them our latest news.
What up, dudes? Is that Bieber that I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's his latest song, You Should Go and Love Yourself.
Awesome!
He's an amazing person. You should love himself every day. Anyway, we're here to talk about the Limerick Parade. It's our first parade ever. You love the Dublin Parade as well. We used to go to that all the time growing up with our family. The crowds were crazy, but it was so worth it in the end, seeing all the colourful, the banners, everyone getting so excited. And the thing is, when you're a little child, you're not able to see everything. So we're going to have some volume going on in our hair so people will be able to spot our quiff.
Genius. What's the highest you've ever been able to get your hair?
I think the highest our hair has ever been when we hit the Eurovision stage. I think it was like, I don't know how tall. I think the highest it's ever been was actually recently, because I'm John, this is John talking right now. And I grew my hair really long, and I had it in a it was huge year day, but no one will ever see how big I had it. But I actually got a haircut. But yeah, the biggest been like, over 10 inches.
John,
but like, the thing about it is, Zayn has our hair right now, Niall's had our hair, all the boys.
One of them got a face tattoo, did you see that? Was it Zayn got the face tattoo?
Zayn got a tattoo on his face. It says his mom. And I think our mom's waiting for us to get her a tattoo. But we're never going to get a tattoo anyway. And our mom doesn't want to get a tattoo.
Who's playing guitar? Is that John or Edward playing guitar?
Yeah, John's playing. He's got a Gibson guitar.
Nice.
And we're going to sing some acoustic songs at our concerts. We have like concerts coming up.
That was pretty good on the Justin Bieber.
Yeah. We like playing songs with guitar. We have we write our songs now. We wrote a whole entire album. We have a whole fourth album ready to go. It's all by us.
You wrote a what for your album?
We wrote a whole entire album by ourselves.
Wow.
So we had a song called Make Your Own Look, Good Vibes.
Well, you just played a clip of Make Your Own Look.
What?
We just played a clip of Make Your
Own Look. Yeah, you guys played a tiny bit of it.
What's the fanciest thing you can do on the guitar? Everybody has a fancy thing. Have you got some clapping?
What's the fanciest thing you can
what's
do?
What's the fanciest
John?
Thing? Can you play extreme?
Pluck guitar. I don't sound good right now. Plucking. Anyway, Anton,
that's pretty impressive. I'm impressive.
Anton, I have breaking news. Okay, guess what? We are going to be in Sharknado 4. We were in Sharknado 3. We're making our up and coming cameo. And in it, we have a way longer cameo. We have way cooler high tops. And I walk out the door and I go, what's happening? And this one goes, get Aston on the phone. He's going to want to hear about this. And we're working for this science laboratory in the movie called Astro X. And basically, the movie happened 5 years after the last movie. So the last movie got massive ratings because we were in it and we did all the press in the UK and Europe. So they want to sing again.
Do you know what the plot is of this one? I guess it's going to involve wind and sharks.
The plot in this one is basically, it's in Las Vegas. And they've been preventing a Sharknado for the last 5 years. And it's going to be out in July. So everyone can see the movie. And they got cameos like David Hasselhoff. They got us. And we did a song in the last movie. So hopefully this time we'll do a duet with David Hasselhoff.
Sharknado in Las Vegas. It's the perfect coming together of the two things.
We didn't film our scenes in Las Vegas. So thank God we haven't gone to Las Vegas. Well, we did our scenes in LA. But we've already recorded it. So
is Tara Reid in it?
Yes. In the last movie, she dies at the end. But this time, there was a whole vote of if she's going to be in it or not. We got all our fans to vote for her. So she's back in this movie and she wakes up and she's like, what's happening? But anyway, I can't say any more about it. But anyway, we're really excited about coming to Limerick because our dad's from Limerick and loads of our family's from Limerick.
The reason you're going to Limerick is because ye are responsible for the smooth running of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Limerick.
Yes, and we've been hoping to get a float. We're not sure if we're in a car or if we're in a float, so we're hoping that Google or Facebook will make a massive Jedward tribute, but we don't know if they're doing it yet. But basically, loads of our families from Limerick and our grandma and our granny years ago had a fashion industry in Limerick. Our dad played hurling for Limerick. We have loads of ties in Limerick, and we're always down there, and we've gone to the museum. We've gone everywhere.
What are you going to do outfit-wise? Have you decided yet? I know the hair is going to be big, but...
It's going to be a big day for St. Patrick's Day because we're going all day, so we're going to do our hand exercises and waving, and we might be playing Jedward music or singing Jedward music or having a live concert from the beginning to the end. We're excited.
It's pretty good, Bieber. Okay, I have to ask you a question. I don't know if you heard it, but on Saturday night on Ray's show, Aslan, we're talking about you guys. Did you hear this?
Let me
play the clip for people who haven't heard it.
I always wanted to be in the audience here. I'd love to see an Aslan gig, see what it's like, you know. So that night, the band played all the songs, and we got like Danny from the Coronas. Who else?
Ryan Sheridan. Horse Lips.
Wow.
Paul Brady.
Everybody.
Jedward.
So I was sitting in the box.
Phenomenal. It was absolutely. Jedward were brilliant.
Jedward picked
a great song. They picked She's So Beautiful, and they nailed it. Everyone sang live.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that was like a real memorable night. That's when like everyone was raising money for like Chrissy, and on the night we sang the song She's So Beautiful, and they were on the show and they gave us a shout out. We were like watching, we didn't expect it, so it was really cool that a band so iconic like Aslan jam with Aslan, because the thing about it is everyone else is really, really scared, wondering if they're going to do their song justice, and we're on stage with Aslan because we've known Aslan for a while, and like when we rehearsed the song they were just so happy because they said it brought back memories of when they used to perform the song, the same vibe they were getting. And in the rehearsal studios they had the coolest dog ever, so we're like doing our rehearsals and the family were there and everyone was there, so hopefully get to do it again. Or maybe perform live on the Late Late Show or the Anton Savage Show.
Well, you know, there's always a welcome on the mat for you here, guys. So when is the tour starting? You have the tour coming up, the World Peace Tour.
Basically, we are going to be in Dublin at the Button Factory on the 24th of this month. And then we're going to be in Cork, in Silver Spring, Cork, on the 25th of Friday. And then we're going to Glasgow, then we're going to London. And then we're going to announce more dates around Europe because some fans are traveling from Finland and different countries around Europe. So it's crazy. And then we might go to Eurovision. We might pop over and say hi.
Nice support, plan.
Support Nicky. Maybe give Nicky some tips on his hair. He needs more volume going on.
PlanetJedward.net is where you can find the details. And of course, at PlanetJedward on Twitter. And are you going to give us a couple of bars of Bieber to play us out?
Go for it, John.
You want to do the same sound? We love everyone, all listeners.
John and Everett, what a pleasure.
From the time that you made my parade, and all the clubs you get in my
live session there from John and Everett. Guys, thank you so much.